My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the new number. The number again, 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up and join the fun on Twitter, on X, at L Rubenson. I'll read some comments from there. Producing tonight, Mr. Connor Green, Peach Sports on the updates. And look, it's the All-Star break. And Yankees, Mets, here's the crazy thing. Both teams had a chance to sweep on Sunday. Both teams heading into the All-Star break, as weird as it sounds, in wild card position. I say weird as it sounds because we left the Mets for dead back in May. Pablo Lopez threw his mitt into the stands. That was rock bottom. We kept saying every week with the Mets, is this rock bottom? Is this rock bottom? That was rock bottom. They have the clubhouse meeting. Grimace comes along. OMG, the theme song. And suddenly, the Mets, with an atrocious bullpen, are the feel-good vibes team of the moment. Since then, since May 31st, the Mets have the best offense in baseball, scoring, you know, 6 runs a game. They have the 7th best starting rotation, starting ERA, 7th since then. And their bullpen is 28th, which stinks. Imagine what the record would be if they actually had a good bullpen. But, okay, that's the Mets, who are now in the third wild card position. Then you have the Yankees. And the Mets, meanwhile, have won 49 games at the All-Star break. The Yankees have won 58 games. Record is 58-40. 18 games over 500. And so the Yankees are playing at an almost 600 winning percentage. And if I had told you that, Yankee fans, before the season started, 58-40 record, I mean, I guess maybe you could say, hey, I'd like to be 20 games over, 500 at the All-Star break or whatever. But you would have said, like, yeah, all right. And that if I said, you know, and before the season, we knew that the Baltimore Orioles would be the toughest competition within the division. And if I told you that heading into the All-Star break, the Yankees neck and neck with the Orioles, both teams 58 wins. It's just the Yankees have played two more games. They have two more losses. So they are one game back of the Orioles only because they lost on Sunday. But if I told you one game back of the Orioles in the division, first wild card spot, 58 wins, and that they had just taken a series, 1-2 out of 3 from the Orioles, you'd say, probably, Yankee fans, you'd be like, you know what? All right, I can deal with that, right? And then we have the stretch the Yankees have been on. And you've heard all the ghastly numbers, the disastrous numbers, and the 6-16 stretch they were on, the worst in baseball. And, you know, before this series with the Orioles, and the Yankees starter ERA over that period of time, over 3 weeks, the starter ERA over 6, worst in baseball, when it was the starters that were carrying this team for the first 2.5 months of the season, best starting rotation ERA in baseball for that period of time, and then fell off a cliff. And here we are with this Orioles series where you see Gerrit Cole looking like Gerrit Cole for the first time this season, rushed back, finally looks like himself. Yankees win a game. Next game, Luis Gil. That's banking 2 good starts in a row after he had dipped and was pitching poorly. Looks like they figured out some mechanics there. He's back to looking like the Luis Gil that we saw in the first couple months of the season. So there are things to be positive about. But here's my question. As weird as it seems, the Yankees have won, are 18 games over 500, 58-40 record. The Mets, 49-46, only 3 games over 500. And yet, are Mets fans more optimistic, more positive about their team right now than Yankee fans are? And is that, I mean, you look at the standings, you'd have to like the Yankees better. And Mets fans, notoriously pessimistic, always thinking the sky is going to fall. And the Mets have an absolutely atrocious bullpen, major bullpen worries. Yankees clearly have some bullpen worries as well. But are we at a moment in time, as crazy as it seems, where Yankees, who have a much better record than the Mets, would you rather be in the position the Mets are in right now with that roster than the Yankees roster right now? Yankees have the best player in the American League, Aaron Judge. And whether you want to say best hitter, you know, he and Shohei Ohtani, you can decide who's the best hitter in all of baseball. And yet, would you take this OMG Mets bunch and you look at their lineup top to bottom, and yes, the Mets need, with Starling Marte out, they desperately do need a right fielder. Can't keep playing DJ Stewart or Tyrone Taylor out there starting on a regular basis. Jeff McNeil hasn't been hitting. He started to hit over the last few days a little bit better. Maybe the Marlins and Rockies pitching have cured him a little bit. But Mets need a right fielder. But Mets desperately need to upgrade that bullpen. It's terrible. The Mets are suddenly the feel-good vibes, the camaraderie, the effort consistently. Not to say they don't make mistakes, but we're not seeing from the Mets with a rookie manager in Carlos Mendoza, we're not seeing some of the stuff we're seeing from the Yankees. Or at least in the last few weeks, we certainly are not. We're not seeing the Trent Grisham play in center field where he lackadaisically allows a runner to advance and there's no accountability. We're not seeing the Anthony Volpe not running hard to home plate and DJ LeMahieu not getting caught in a rundown and the run not scoring. We're not seeing those sort of plays at the moment from the Mets. We're seeing them from the Yankees with no seeming accountability from Aaron Boone. Now, the Yankees started to play better against Tampa Bay, started to look a little more like themselves, and they certainly played better against the Orioles. Better baseball. And then the bottom of the ninth happened. And the sad part is, if that game today ended 3-2, if the Yankees had never come back, if Ben Rice had never put them ahead, and the game ends 3-2, I'd be on the air right now, and I'd be talking about, you know what? Yankees have a pulse again. Yankees go into the All-Star break. They took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. The Yankees can feel, yes, they didn't sweep, but did you really expect them to sweep a series from Baltimore? They're a very good team, too. They won the series. They go into the All-Star break on a good note. Even though, yeah, all right, they lost on Sunday. 3-2. Okay. But the bottom of the ninth, I mean, this had the potential, I thought, to be a fantastic Yankee win in the top of the ninth. When Ben Rice hits a home run and puts them ahead, and it looks like the Yankees are getting to Orioles closer Craig Kimbrell yet again. Craig Kimbrell. And psychologically, what would this mean if the Yankees had won that game and get to Kimbrell, sweep the Orioles, go into the break in first place, and it's the Orioles who are reeling, and the Orioles who have to deal with the fact that Camden Yards ends up sounding like Yankee Stadium, chanting MVP to Aaron Judge, all of that a slap in the face. Order restored, Yankees in first place, savoring the All-Star break. And instead, they come back only for the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth to happen. And what are we talking about now? Have to talk about Yankees closer, All-Star closer, Clay Holmes. Is there any Yankee fan who has confidence right now in Clay Holmes? He's a walk waiting to happen, and we can excuse. Oh, it's not. It's never hard contact, or rarely. He doesn't give up a lot of hits, but he can't control. He has no command. Can't control, and put the ball where he wants it to. He has no idea where the baseball is going. And so, how can you possibly feel confident putting him into a close game right now unless somehow Matt Blake is going to be able to work with him and fix those mechanics? And it's too bad he's going to the All-Star game, because Clay Holmes is a guy who could use the All-Star break and could use figuring out, maybe clear his head for a day or two, and then work with Matt Blake to try and figure out what the heck is going on and get more consistent, predictable, reliable. And if you're Brian Cashman, I mean, you have to go out and deal for some bullpen help. And then what does that mean on a night? It's the MLB draft and prospects and all of that. It makes us, you know, feel like, think about the importance of prospects in an organization. Are the Yankees in a position? I hate trading away a top prospect for a relief pitcher. I always feel like ideally you should do your heavy lifting for relief help in the off season. Load up when it only costs you money. Because at the trade deadline, every team needs relief pitching. And with the new playoff postseason rules and the third wild card team, so many teams are in competition. We just saw the Kansas City Royals make a deal with the Washington Nationals this weekend, yesterday, for a pitcher, Hunter Harvey. He has good stuff, but he's got an ERA over 4. And so for a pitcher with an ERA over 4, the Royals traded away, before the draft tonight, a player, a third baseman, who was their number 2 overall prospect from MLB Pipeline, and the 39th pick in the draft tonight. So two top prospects in their organization traded away for a relief pitcher with an ERA over 4 who has good stuff. That's the price tag. So, Yankee fans, who in your top 10 are you willing to trade away? Mets fans, who in your top 10 prospects are you willing to trade away? What are you willing to trade for relief pitching? But the other part of that equation is you have to ask yourself, how legitimate do we think our chances are at winning a World Series this year? Do we have a chance? It's a wide open year. The Phillies look like an outstanding team. Absolutely. The Dodgers, the Dodgers. The American League, to me, looks wide open. And the Yankees are sitting on the primes of Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, and Juan Soto, who will be a free agent in the offseason. Do you want to waste this year with those three players? Do you feel this Yankee team is close enough? What kind of deals should Brian Cashman make? And if you're the Mets, has this last 6 weeks of good vibrations, terrific offense, solid starting pitching, and horrific bullpen convinced you, if you're David Stearns, that there's a chance this season to do something? 888-808-1019 is the number. By the way, we will, in terms of the Yankees, so I mentioned we absolutely, this loss tonight, Clay Holmes. But if you are Anthony Volpe, I mean, that's a routine ground ball, and you're a gold glover, you absolutely have to make that play. He knows that in the ninth inning. So I feel bad for Holmes. Because as much as, yes, he's loading the bases, game should have ended. Routine ground ball, Anthony Volpe. And then after that, if you're Verdugo, what are you doing? I mean, completely misjudged the ball on a line drive where he comes in, and if he just floats back instead of coming in and then falling on his butt, but tripping on his own feet, the game is also over. According to StatCast, that play had a 99% catch probability. It means 99% of the times a Major League Baseball outfielder will catch that baseball and make that play, and Verdugo did not. Volpe, Verdugo, Clay Holmes, this loss on all three of them. Absolutely. Shared. Blame to go around for everybody. But the Yankees took what could have been a feel-good and instead left a bad taste in everybody's mouth unless you're an Orioles fan, as they head to the break. And here's what Aaron Boone, let's fire this up. Here's what Aaron Boone had to say, his comments about this loss, but also the Yankees as they hit the All-Star break.
Tough way to obviously lose a game going into the break, and but the reality is we're starting to turn a corner here and compete in a really good way, and you know, we just weren't able to finish one off today. Yeah, I mean, that's a killer, right? I mean, let's acknowledge that. And it's been a rough, you know, several weeks here for us. Acknowledge that. The other reality is we're in a great spot. I mean, we're whatever, 100-ish games in. And because of the first half, even through some rough stretches, it's all right there in front of us.
So, agree or disagree? Are the Yankees in a great spot? Do you agree with Aaron Boone? You can see he's obviously knows he has to admit that it's been a rough stretch. He has to admit that they have been playing terribly. But he can't help being the eternal optimist and pivots to it's all in front of us and they're in a great spot. Mets fans more optimistic about their team right now? Yankees fans more optimistic about their team right now? Which fan base more optimistic? 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT?
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.